Over the last few weeks, liberals have been downright funny. The best comedy comes from watching some overly dignified clown make an ass of himself, and based on that, there's a bunch of liberals who have a future in the circus. First of all, there's Elizabeth Warren, who claims she was Cherokee to land herself a job as a Harvard professor. Now she's the Democrat candidate for senator in Massachusetts, and the public took its first good look and said, "Hey, you don't look Native American at all." She's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and pasty white skin. What makes liberals so doggone funny is they can never admit they're wrong or told a fib, so Elizabeth Warren is vainly defending her Cherokeeosity. She said her grandma had high cheekbones, so by golly, that's proof she had Native American blood. That earned an appreciative belly laugh from the bleachers. Then she found a genealogist in Massachusetts willing to suggest that her great-great-grandma was listed as Cherokee on her Oklahoma marriage application. Never mind that great-great-grandma being Cherokee would make Warren only 1/32nd Cherokee, which is like a chihuahua saying he's part wolf. The story only lasted until Oklahomans pointed out they didn't have marriage applications back then. Oops. Warren, who contributed recipes to a 1984 cookbook entitled Pow Wow Chow, a collection of recipes from families of the five civilized tribes, is still claiming she's Native American. One of her Cherokee recipes was for crab with tomato mayonnaise dressing, which a Boston newspaper discovered was lifted word for word from a French restaurant in Manhattan. Meanwhile, the circus tent was roaring with laughter at the notion of Cherokees making mayonnaise and chasing crabs across the Oklahoma plains. Joining Warren in the clown car is President Obama, who tried to make the case that Republicans hate women, until somebody pointed out that Obama's White House has a larger salary discrepancy between women and men than the private sector. Oops. Next, the president tried to say Mitt Romney was mean to his dog 30 years ago by making him ride in a crate on the roof of his car, until somebody pointed out that Obama, in his autobiography, admitted eating dogs. Let's see, what sounds worse, dog in a crate or dog in a frying pan? This week, Obama added a new pratfall to his act. On the campaign trail, he's claiming he's not a big spender. Seriously, that's his new angle. Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi presided over the most gargantuan overspending spree in world history, a spending spree which threatens to bankrupt the nation. But the president has decided to seek re-election as a budget cutter. The man is serious, that's why it's so funny. On Tuesday, some nut job named Rex Nutting, which is a good clown name, by the way, wrote an article claiming that Obama's spending binge never happened. He made this claim by attributing Obama's 2009 stimulus spending and Obama's 2009 troubled asset relief plan spending and various other Obama spending in 2009 to George Bush. All of it. Even the spending that Bush specifically refused to approve. Obama was so excited about this nifty new way of blaming Bush that he was already making speeches about it the next day, telling an audience in Colorado, "Since I've been president, federal spending has risen at the lowest pace in nearly 60 years. Think about that." "We are thinking about it, Mr. President, and we're laughing so hard we're choking on our cotton candy." Running alongside the clown car, begging for a ride, is Paul Krugman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist who writes for the New York Times. Somebody forgot to tell Krugman about the president's new campaign strategy, so the poor sap is still frantically writing columns trying to justify President Obama's huge budget deficits. It's always funny when two clowns butt heads, right? So out there in Colorado, we have the president giving speeches about being a budget cutter, and back in New York, we have Paul Krugman explaining how Obama's big spending was good for the economy. Bonk! Head first, right into each other. Funny stuff. Krugman tried to prove that big deficits are good by using data and graphs. And he is a Nobel Prize winner, remember, so people were ready to take his word for it. Until some undergrad at the University of Illinois, after looking at the data, pointed out that Krugman's graph was backward, and the data really says exactly the opposite. Gee whiz, there's nothing funnier than a bunch of clowns making asses of themselves. And it is an election year, so the circus is in town. That's today's dose of common sense.